Research. Study compares additives in plant-based and animal-based products. Von Redaktion Fleischwirtschaft.de. Vom. 2 July 2026. London. How do plant-based alternatives actually differ from their animal-based counterparts in terms of additives? A recent comparative study from the United Kingdom provides new data on this topic. In a recent study, plant-based and animal-based products were compared in terms of their composition. The analysis shows that, overall, the plant-based products examined contained more additives, ingredients, and E numbers than the corresponding products containing animal protein. The study was conducted by a team from the Institute for Optimum Nutrition in London, an institution that offers university-accredited courses in nutrition. The analysis examined 71 paired product comparisons from an unnamed British supermarket, all available on store shelves in late October 2025. The research team led by Joseph Whitaker, Vivian Alexa Robinson, and Eloise Redmayne selected the product pairs based on comparable criteria such as recipe, packaging, and size. The categories examined included baked goods, meat substitutes, yogurt, lasagna, mayonnaise, and milk alternatives, among others. In the overall analysis, 199 additives were counted in the plant-based product group, compared to 100 in the animal-based control group. The number of ingredients was 1,566 in the plant-based group and 1,110 in the animal-based group. Differences were also evident in the E numbers. 39 E numbers were identified in plant-based products, compared to 31 in animal-based products. A total of 50 different E numbers were recorded, 20 of which appeared in both groups. According to the study, the differences were particularly pronounced in the product categories of meat, fish, and dairy alternatives. Whitaker emphasizes, however, that the number of additives does not necessarily indicate an increased health risk. The study analyzed only one product line, so no generalizations can be made about all plant-based products. Furthermore, neither the quantity nor the concentration of the additives used was examined, nor were the frequency and extent of consumption, so no conclusions can be drawn about the actual level of exposure. According to Whitaker, interest in a plant-based diet is also on the rise in the United Kingdom. In the UK, average meat consumption had declined from 103.7 to 86.3 grams per capita per day over the course of a decade leading up to 2018-2019. In the US, the proportion of adults following a plant-based diet rose from 14.4 to 17.2% between 1999-2000 and 2017-2020. A study from Flanders also showed that the proportion of flexitarians rose from 5.3 to 9.2% between 2011 and 2020. At the same time, however, consumers were also paying increasing attention to clean label products and trying to avoid highly processed foods. To better assess the health effects of plant-based alternatives, the authors recommend expanding the study to include additional retail chains, product groups, and international markets. Furthermore, the degree of processing of plant-based products should also be examined more closely in the future.